entertain? Are you not entertained?
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're listening to the French Press Podcast, where we discuss events from our lives.
All right, guys, welcome to the French Press Podcast. It is May 4th, and everybody is here. Leighton, how's it going out in Hillcrest?
It's going so good. It's getting warm. It's getting hot.
We got Eric here, too. Eric, you obviously just came from the shop again.
Like 2 minutes ago, I just walked in.
I am impressed with your commitment to be on the podcast, because I know in the past several years, hanging out with you has been a chore. And so I can tell you're actually making an effort to be committed to this podcast.
Well, I gave my word.
What about
what's
my effort? Where's the credit that I give? I'm in freaking service.
Well, Leighton, I expect so much of you.
Leighton, without you, the podcast would have a slow, painful death.
I don't think it would be even slow. It'd just be pretty quick but painful.
Dude, I am around slow, painful deaths. Like, a minimum of 8 hours a day, every day. So I know what that's like. Trust me, this podcast is not that.
Now, speaking of the last week's episode, those pictures you sent of the mannequin.
You mean mm-hmm. Carla?
Carla, yes. I forgot the name. Super creepy. The eyes were terrible. But I have a question. Why do they use a mannequin? Aren't there a bunch of cadavers you guys could be practicing on?
I don't even know what a cadaver is, but... Anyways,
are you serious?
You are serious, Leighton.
Yeah, I'm serious. What are you talking about? A cadaver?
It's a dead body.
Oh my goodness!
You knew that, surely.
No.
I'm like the most. I don't want to say uneducated, but like the most grammar
illiterate.
Challenged person on the podcast, Leighton.
Well, just because I use proper English doesn't mean I have the widest vocabulary.
Okay, that's true. That's true. I have a vocabulary. I just mispronounce most stuff.
And by the way, we do have someone new in the studio, basement studio that we have here. It's Theodore Hostetler, my brother, and he's going to help with doing some of the audio editing and also coming up and creating some graphics for the podcast. I don't know if you've ever noticed, but the last while there has been special graphics that go along with each podcast episode. For example, if we go back and look, the one where we talked about the gold that was being flushed down toilets. Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
Like for that one, I just had a picture of a gold man digging. And so they're not always true to the story, but it's something I have to come up with. And actually, Carla was featured in the previous episode 101.
I do have a gripe about the last one. Just with the title, you said it couldn't be more misleading if you tried to be. It says Eric at Comic-Con. I wasn't at Comic-Con.
It's link bait.
Well, now I sound like a weirdo that goes to Comic-Con.
I just did it so that people would be more likely to click on it.
Okay. Eric, if we were to go solely by like voice.
I think Leighton just lost his voice. Leighton, you're still there. You're
expect you to be that guy.
Wait, you were
hold on, Leighton. It literally broke when you said something about Eric's voice.
Oh, Eric's voice is the nerdiest of like of all the guys that are on the podcast. Like everybody expects you to be that guy that goes to Comic-Con. Okay.
I just feel like it's false advertising.
No. All right. Well, let's start moving on, Leighton. More about you. A few weeks ago, you quit your training. You still are a few weeks out from your certification. But what has been happening? What have you been learning the last while?
Let's see here. I got to on my day off. I got to help with the activities and this activity, the activity for
the staff.
Friday. No, for like the residents. You have to provide some kind of activity. And this activity, the activity on Friday was Western Friday. And so for like an hour, we had like, we took like the residents outside and we had like, we had like Western music playing and we had like a popcorn stand and like a little like wanted like frame that people could pose with. And then also, Oh, what else did we have? We had IBC root beer all over the place. That was really cool.
Glass bottles?
Yeah.
Was there any like bottle smashing over people's heads?
Not quite. There was something close to that. I took a bottle and I put it on the pavement, and then I took a bullwhip and snapped it and knocked it over.
That's right. Did you buy it down there or take the one that you had here at home?
My sister, she brought the bullwhip down.
Was that the video you posted on Facebook?
Yes. Well, technically I didn't post it, but right now we have a videographer on the premises, and so he posted it, but yeah.
I missed it. I'll need to seek it out and get it posted on the website.
Oh, yeah, it's super hot. And then also in that video, you'll see like another dude, Justin, is another VSer. He has a lasso. He's pretty good at like lassoing like stuff. And so we had like a little makeshift bowl. I mean, it wasn't real, but it was basically a little wagon that you haul around, whatever, pull around. And then as you pull it, there's some kind of mechanism that makes the back feet kick. And then it looks like a bull is like, I don't know, like running around. I don't know. It's just funny.
Huh. That is cool.
Yeah, it's totes legit. But yeah, Justin was lassoing a fake bull while I was cracking a bull whip at the fake bull to make it run around. And then somebody was pulling it.
I know not from experience, but from watching videos, it can be dangerous to crack a whip. Do you have any quick tips for anybody out there that might be tempted to try cracking a whip?
Be careful. Also, make sure you don't hit yourself. And then also,
sometimes when you're too afraid to do something, you end up being more dangerous than if you're just confident and just try to go do it.
Yeah. Okay, practice cracking it in slow motion first. Like, do it slowly to kind of see how the whip acts before you just go all out and trying to crack it and whatever.
Now,
I've given myself some pretty good welts on my back and face.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but are you able to like continuously crack the whip kind of from side to side to side to side?
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. They might not all be like strong cracks, but yeah.
Can you light a match with it?
No, but I can hit a resident with it. No.
did that happen?
No, I was so afraid, though. I was so scared I was going to hit a resident. Oh, my goodness. Had a lawsuit on our hands.
That's actually a good idea. You should walk around with it, and then when you ask them to do something, you could just crack your whip if they don't listen.
Oh, yeah. It's like, Miss Maud, it is time for your shower. Get in there. Go on.
That sounds exciting. Anything else in that event that we should know about?
I don't know. Not really. I don't think.
Okay, I got a follow-up question then. How many times a year or how many times a month do you do something like this? Where it's some kind of special themed party for the staff and the residents.
Well, Western Friday specifically happens, I think, like maybe twice a year. I don't know, but I honestly don't know. I've only been here for 1 month, Ruben. So how am I supposed to know that?
Well, how many have there been? Has there only been one such party?
Yes, so far. Okay. I got to clean my first blowout.
Go into detail, because I'm not even sure what that means. Like Eric deals with cars, and I'm pretty sure that cars have blowouts once in a while, right, Eric?
The tires do, yes.
So how is that similar situation?
Except instead of air, it's diarrhea, and instead of a tire, it's a person. Oh my goodness!
Did you get any fecal matter on your skin?
Not quite.
I would wear like a hazmat suit or something. Do they have those there?
No, they don't. I was borderline. I was tempted to take him into the shower rather than wiping him down in his room. because it was just I shifted his pants down while he was standing up, and then when I did that, like, just like, and we're talking like maybe 3 inches down, like on his, like on his one side, and then like out of his brief, just
was there any kind of warning or was it just a total surprise?
No, I knew it. I smelled it on him, which is why I was taking him to his room in the first place. But yeah, in the process of taking him to his room, I felt his hand, and I noticed that his hand was like a little bit moist. And then when I felt that, I was like, why is his hand moist? So then I checked his side where he had his hand tucked. And then I looked at his side. I was like, oh, that's all wet. And then I realized that there was diarrhea on his hand, and thus there was diarrhea on my hand because I had touched his hand.
Okay, one other.
I think now, you have to remember our listeners aren't as desensitized as you at this point, so this is probably pretty disgusting for most of them.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I have one more question. Are most of the bowel movements with older people, is it usually diarrhea?
No. Okay. No.
It feels like it's one extreme or the other. Because
we feed them.
Okay.
We feed them, like, good food. And, like, every once in a while, I don't know, like, sometimes the nurses see it necessary to put them on a laxative just to clean them out a little bit or whatever. I don't know. So it's all up to the nurses what they decide. But, I mean, it's not like we're dealing with blowouts, like, every single day. Like, blow, 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 blow.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
It's not that bad.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, you know what? We got some background noise. I think we need to take a break and take care of that. And when we come back, Leighton, if you don't have anything more to share about Hillcrest, we'll get on into the news. So either way, we're taking a break, and we'll see you soon. Okay, we got the sound taken care of, background noise, and we're back. Leighton, before we move on to the news, was there anything else that's happening in Hillcrest? Or going to happen?
Oh, happening, going to happen. We have a group of people going to St. Louis for some street evangelism, so that's cool.
From Hillcrest, you're like your staff.
Well, a group of VSers, yeah.
How far away is that from Hillcrest?
4 hours.
Oh.
So they're just gonna go out for, like, I don't know, a couple hours, and I'm not sure what all they're gonna do. I'm not going, but I am going to be leading the next group that goes. So, yep.
Is that like a pretty prestigious responsibility, especially for a new guy?
I see. The thing is, it's not normal. Like, it's not like a thing like, oh yeah, once a month we just do this thing where we send out a group. And no, that's, but there's one dude that's really passionate about evangelism, and so that's really good. Anyway, so he wants to make it like a regular thing. And so we're just trying this out. This is rare.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. But I mean, perhaps it shouldn't be, but I don't know. It's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Okay. All right. Yep. Cool. Next week, by the way, we have Katrina Hoover is going to be joining us to talk about Dietrich Bonhoeffer. He was he used to be a pastor in Germany who attempted multiple times to assassinate Adolf Hitler. And then he was later hanged for it, or hung, whatever. And so she's going to talk a little bit about his life and the biography about his life. We've got some news coming up. And I guess I just want to share, I actually had a pretty proud moment that I finished up today. I am now Google certified for analytics. And so that was, it wasn't a 3-week course like you had to go through, Leighton. It was more like a 4-hour course, but
okay,
it still felt accomplished. I passed it on the first time.
Now, is that the date when it expires at the bottom?
Yeah, it's good for a year and a half, so November 4th, 2016.
How much did it cost to take the testing or whatever?
I don't know if I've mentioned this on the podcast, but I've somewhat partnered with another web design company here in Napanee. And so I did it under his company. So I'm not sure actually what the cost of it is.
So he sponsored you?
So yes, pretty much.
Okay, so like now do you have like an agreement? Like, okay, because I sponsored you, now you have to work for me for a year and a half as long as this license goes.
It's not quite that valuable.
Oh, okay.
No, we work together on different projects.
But
he does more of the marketing side of it, and I do more of the web development part and hosting.
Now, is that certification just so the customers know you actually know what you're doing?
Pretty much.
Just like an ASE test?
Yeah.
It's like a ASE
And I did learn stuff, too.
Right.
I did learn
stuff. It's ACE. But, yeah.
I think you're talking about different things. Anyway, enough about my accomplishments. Let's go on to the news.
We still don't have our intro. I guess we can.
Yeah, I was
plug
actually
something in there.
No, because now they know that the listeners know it wasn't there. I was actually looking for something to play from YouTube, but I couldn't find anything.
Okay.
Well, keep searching.
Well, this story ties in with Layton's a little bit in the fact that there's fecal matter involved.
Oh, good.
And the headline is "Science proves that beards contain fecal bacteria." It says hipster beards may be dirtier than we ever imagined, according to a new study. According to a group of microbiologists in New Mexico, the rancid bacteria that beards collect could be putting owners' health at risk. A microbiologist, John Golobic, I don't know if I'm saying that correctly, swabbed a number of beards, and he was surprised at the amount of bacteria that was on them and the degree of uncleanliness, he said.
I guarantee you that doctor is a... he doesn't have a beard.
I know. I am. It's some I'm jealous
exactly.
Little nerd that can't grow facial hair. And it says, according to the key to a poo-free beard is to make sure you wash your hands regularly and avoid playing with and twirling the hair. But the article is literally like two paragraphs long. And I have a number. Okay, if you're going to swab the beards, did they swab the hair on
exactly.
their head?
Exactly. That's what I was going to ask you.
How much
you.
Bacteria is there? Yeah. And what's on the skin? I want to know what's on the skin,
yeah.
in the beard, and on the hair on their
and
head.
We already do know that smartphones are amongst the dirtiest and nastiest devices ever.
Right.
And we hold that up to our face all the time.
And it doesn't list the number of people they used. And it's a very poorly done study. A lot of question marks.
But there were a lot of different news sites reporting on this.
Right. This was from the New York Post. And there's a link in the back that says it originally appeared on news.com. So there might be a larger article. But I'm sure it's some jealous little doctor that can't grow facial hair, so. But, yeah, we'll leave it at that. And Ruben, can I just say, the articles you print out, the back is nothing but links to.
Can I just say, why am I printing out your articles?
I'm going to have to start doing this myself.
Exactly.
Okay. The next story is pretty interesting. It says, spring cleaning leads to a creepy find in family's attic. A Tampa Bay family was doing some spring cleaning, and they found a collection from their great-great-grandparents, or just great-grandparents. They found a box, and believe their great-grandfather collected this. And it's a collection of maps, old coins, old wedding pictures, and a skeleton hand with a ring on its finger. And Mr. Lopez, did I give his name yet? It says
no.
Mike Lopez is the guy that did the interview. And he says his grandfather would tell them stories of their great-grandfather, Ernesto Lopez, when they were children. And the story was that they had at one time found the pirate treasure of Jose Gasper. And an article in the Tampa Bay Times last year described Gasper as a buccaneer who went by the nickname Gasparelli. The newspaper reported that Gasper was involved in a violent mutiny on a Spanish warship in 1783. Afterward, Gasper and the other outlaws settled in Florida and went on to become greedy and glory outlaws of the sea. So this might actually be a real pirate treasure.
Do they know whose hand it is?
I don't think so. They're checking to make sure it is a human hand, but it appears to be.
And
they said it could
creepy.
Be possibly a mummified monkey hand, but
yeah. Layton and Eric,
what
if you guys would find in your attic, you're cleaning it out, and you'd find a box with a skeleton hand in it? What would you do?
I take it. I would take a selfie with it. Roadshow and see how much it's worth.
What'd you say?
I would take a selfie with it.
Turn it into one of those selfie sticks.
But first, let me take a selfie.
Yeah, exactly.
Huh. I love stories like that.
Yeah, and it's interesting that they actually talked about his great-grandfather being a pirate or his grandfather. So it is probably, you know, an actual
And were the coins, like, did they find out if those were legit or was that...
It sounds like they're still investigating this stuff because they just found it. But, yeah, it...
They show some wedding pictures in there, too. And in the wedding picture, it doesn't look that old. You know what I mean? It looks like it'd be, like, maybe from the early 1900s.
Well, if it'd be great-grandfather, it'd be... I don't know. I'm not good at generational math.
That is interesting.
So that is the only two stories that I have.
Okay. That is good. I mentioned next week. I'm trying to get Wesley lined up then for the following week. Okay. So that'd be after Katrina joins us.
Did he was on a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Did he mention anything about North Korea yet?
Not yet. He pretty much just, it was more of an overview what he was doing the majority of the time.
Okay. So the listeners can look forward to
the inside. Yeah, the North Korea story is more of a smaller part of the big picture.
Okay.
So I think we're ready to wrap it up. Layton, do you have any closing comments? And then, as always, if you want to give us thought of the day.
The thought of the day is, why do people have hands in their attics?
I'm glad so much thought went into that question.
I didn't even make it up.
All right. Well, thank you for your time. Hope you have a good week. And if people want to reach out and get hold of you and encourage you, how can they do that?
And don't touch your...
They can...
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, don't touch your beard.
If you have poo on your hand.
Yeah, I don't. I don't have a beard. I have to be clean shaven while I'm here. So if I do any facial touching with poop on my hand, it's going to skip the beard barrier and go straight to the chin. Okay. Straight to the chin skin. Anyways, they can reach me by... emailing me at Layton125@gmail.com.
All right. And I guess since we are a little bit short on time for the podcast, I'll go ahead and give a tech tip. If you're ever curious how much data you might be using with a certain app or your hotspot, you can do so by going into your settings. This is only for iPhones or an iPad that has cell service. Go into settings and then cellular, and then down... just scroll on down where it starts saying use cellular. Oh, sorry, not there. Yeah, it is right there. Yeah, just start scrolling down. I just reset it so there wasn't a lot of data showing up. But yeah, just start scrolling down. You can see all the different apps that have access to your cellular data. And you can also then see how much each of the apps has used. And if you scroll all the way to the bottom, you can see it says system services. And if you click on that, you can then see your personal hotspot and how much data that's used up. And this was interesting to me because I was hotspotting for an Amish gentleman, his word processor, because he needed to have someone remote in to tweak some very complex software. It's for like building pole barns and quoting pole barns, and there was an update for it and some tweaking to do. And so the people who actually developed the software, it's called Construction Maestro, they actually logged in remotely through my iPhone into his word processor and did all the updates they needed to do.
Did they know it was for an Amish guy?
Yeah, yeah. So there's a tip for you if you're curious. You know, where is all your data being used? And you can also reset that on the previous page. And so that way you can kind of, at the beginning of your billing cycle, you can kind of reset that each month if you'd like to. So that's all I have for the tech tip. Eric, any closing thoughts from you?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, I look forward to being back here again in 7 days. Layton, have a good one.
You too.